We're not sure, but end of the day, don't worry. You can't know nothing. You can't figure out nothing. It's, oh, you're going to ascend. You don't even know what that means. You're going to do this. That's all that. There's some water somewhere out there. May get some one day. There's a bread of living water somewhere. Hopefully have some of that sometime. Oh, there's power all over. There's power in the power. There's power in the cold plague. I'm going to know that somewhere. Oh, there's some stuff going on here that's going to be pretty exciting. You might enjoy it someday. Call it different things. We don't say the word because it gets them all stirred up, and they meet themselves going to the ball and all that kind of thing. And, oh, there's some amino acids floating around here that might change things up just a little bit. That's going to fix your meat sack body, man. It's going to help plug these things together. It's going to allow your body. We had to wait till just about now. Oh, sorry, we may be talking out of turn now. Dan, don't tell anybody whatever you do, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. No.
Just between us girls. Don't tell all this. What's
exactly.
Exactly. The amino acid aspect becomes a pretty large pivoting phase. Now, when we say phase, what we mean, these are steps to this process. Do you understand you didn't immediately fall from grace? Wasn't an immediate process. It took a great deal of energy for you to separate you from your power. Now, we're talking in the large scale human experience falling from God. And then we're talking about you. Because see, we don't give a shit about the whole wide world. We're talking to you. We want you to ascend. You see, it's very important to us that you make it. And that's why this is a personal kind of little tete-a-tete, because this is about you. Now, good if the whole wide world gets it, too. God shave the queen. Take two. They're small. Don't hurt nobody. We ain't mad. You want to shout, honey, go on. It's all right. You don't scare us. But this is about your experience. See, you got to bring it back into the tactile, visceral, your meat sack body, because your non-physical is already rooting for you. Your non-physical already agrees with us. Sometimes we don't even agree with us, but it already you agree with us. You're on the program. Everything's well. No problem. No issue. Zero. None. Good. You made it. You win. Okay. Now, bringing that back to the amino acid aspect, as your landscape is shifting and changing, it's happening pretty quickly now. And folks are noticing it and then not noticing it. GQ is good. He's seeing some things actually physically happening now. He's like, But he don't see, he'll die and go to hell before he say anything. He ain't gonna say nothing. That's all right. It's good. He ain't gonna say nothing. But he's starting to notice these things as the landscape shifts. Used to be a mystery landscape, but it's not mysterious anymore. That was back when the bodies were still alive, but they're all dead now. Once that shifts a little, then your meat sack body has a new unction to ascend. It's kind of an encouragement. It's almost like the escalator's rolling, and you got to work hard not to ascend. The escalator's taking you up just naturally, but you're fighting it, running down the steps, running down the steps. And you're going to trip and get yourself tangled up and all that kind of stuff. That's not what we're arguing about. We're just saying the escalator ascends you. It will ascend you. But you got to get on. You got to hold on to the rail. Got to listen to not listen. Got to engage. Got to basically take part of some of the product stuff. The point of the product stuff is to get your body in a shape where it can won't be so difficult. You can do this like the Damascus Road, but whew, boy, it'll shock the shit out of you if we're just saying it's not the best way to go. But you can do it that way. You can do it that way. Just like the Christians say, you can get to heaven without Christ, but it's a long way home. But you can do it. So it basically is an adjuster to allow your body to ease into this new condition, which means ascended. And the amino acids, which what we that was our little secret, it actually helps that body make that final, that kick. And don't you worry, it'll be provided. It's just fine. Because that's the last little part that allow your adrenals to sort of shift the system over. because your body's going to act different. That's what's happening now, is it's dying, man. Did you know this?
Dying in a good way, though.
Dying in a great way. It is. It is. See, that's what the doctor, all them doctors, you get to asking them real close and pushing them, and they'll say, man, well, what we have to tell you about life is it's fatal.
Okay.
So you can't go hard like that, because you're going to go into a new body. You'll have a new body. The resurrection morning, you see. That's a great and glorious day. You see. Then the dead in Christ, they rise. What that means is they ascend. And you'll have a new body. And it's great, because it'll work the way it's supposed to. But now your body's working wonderful. We're not worrying you at all. But we're saying it's going to be even better. It's going to be even better. You don't have to worry about it. You can go on that diet where you eat 16 hours and lay off 8. Won't that be great? Just eat yourself to death. Won't that be fun?
It does sound fun. Will this take place over, let's say, a period of, I hate to say the word time.
Yeah.
But
I know. Don't worry. You're talking. Well, a little, okay. There's aspects that are instantaneous, yes. There are aspects that are over a process. Do you see the difference between the pericardium and, the liver or the kidneys? They're kind of different. So it's a step process, because as the, if you remember in that series, the 100, where they were all perfect, but if they got any little germ whatsoever, they were doomed, dead as a sack of hammers. But they were perfect otherwise. They were too clean, you see, too perfect. So anything just ripped their entire strata asunder. Now, in a God shape, that would happen too, if you were too clean. Now, that's like in the hospital where you sneak some chlorine bleach. They don't use bleach in the hospital. They maybe should, but they don't. They don't use bleach. You know what they say? They say, oh, please, no, we can't have no bleach in this here hospital. Because if you disinfect it with bleach, you make it so clean that what comes back is worse than what's here. You see, now that's Dr. Dean's argument about antibiotics. Well, that and other stuff. But the main thing is that you have to have a bigger and better one so long and so often. Every time you get the sniffles, you run to get you an antibiotic to such a degree that it makes it ineffective in tandem. See, it doesn't work at all. So now, if you really, 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 really need an antibiotic to save your life, it wouldn't do you no damn good, no way. You see? You see what I mean? I mean, it doesn't apply. So that's the reason to just leave that alone, and then you don't have to overcome that. And if you stroked out somewhere in an ICU, it's hard to die in the ICU. But if you get in the ICU and they hit you with some crazy vancomycin or something like that to make you live a little bit, ain't nobody going to care, because you're going to be about dead anyway. So if you ain't got no way to say, you don't care what they do at that point. If you ain't had a snoot full of them antibiotics, it might actually be all right to help you along with whatever is going on. Now, she'd say no under no certain terms, but at the same time, we're just saying that's the fallout of that stopgap that's not effective in the meat sack body. That's the point. That Pico Silver is good. That's not even an antibiotic, but it certainly is a procreative way to affect the body when you need a little bump or something. You see.